This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Question is it about to be there he goes?
Oh, no, he's here. He's him. He's here. He's here.
He's here?
He'll be here, yes. Huh. I would put it at, I mean, honestly, if I look at it
put a percentage on it.
Like, for November 1st, Jonathan Kuminga,
opening night. In a Warrior uniform.
Yeah, I would say it's 93% yes. Okay. 7% no.
Hmm.
And the 7% is some other team comes in and says, you know what, JK? We're going to give you kabam, kaboo.
Kaboo.
We're going to give you a kaboo deal. And the Warriors go, kaboo. What?
Yeah, see, I don't.
You're going to give him what?
I see another possibility out there.
Talk to me.
I don't foresee the kaboo. I don't think that's coming. I agree with you that'd be one way.
Kaboo. But
the kaboo coming means the Warriors essentially would be forced into letting him walk for nothing. And I don't believe the Warriors will do that at all. And I know you could say, well, maybe it'll be out of their hands. Well, I don't think that the Warriors are going to leave it out of their hands. And in fact, tucked into the comment I'm about to play for you from Mike Dunleavy, is that answer. Let's play this for you, and then let's get into it. 888-957-9570 is the number. So let's see. Couple of things to let you hear. First of all, the draft is Wednesday. Listen to what he says happens right after the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways we can go. We've got some free agents that, you know, are priorities. We got to handle that. But some of that stuff may lean into trades and other things. I mean, obviously, we got wound up into a big deal last summer, multi-team trade. And so anytime you get into the free agent stuff and you start looking at exceptions and cap space and all these things, it lends itself to it. We'll be opportunistic. You know, I think with our cap and strategy group, those guys are really good. So we'll look at everything. And it's hard to say right now, though, honestly, as far as like what's out there, what could happen, but we'll definitely be in the mix. I mean, I think we've shown a history of doing that.
Okay, we're definitely going to be in the mix.
Yep.
We've got some free agents. That could lead down the road of being involved in trade talks. I can't help but think he's mainly referring to Jonathan. And I know everybody's stuck on this whole sign and trade thing. If you were to sign and trade Kuminga, you're only going to get 50% back on the dollar. That's all true, but my sense in reading the possibilities that are out there, if Kuminga is involved in the deal, this is going to be a big deal, meaning this is going to be like a bunch of teams and a lot of players and something that is fairly complex. So that to me is why I'm not going to say that the favorite isn't still him being here, but I do think there's a scenario outside of some team comes in with the kaboo. I think there's a scenario outside of that that has the Warriors involving Jonathan Kuminga in some sort of a deal.
It's definitely possible, but for me, if you're going to make a move of any sort of like magnitude, you would have to involve Kuminga and another player, another salary and picks and, you know, a lot of other things if you want to bring back something that's really, you know, nice and shiny and sparkly. And I do think that if they made some deal, that's what that would be.
He was specifically asked about Jonathan as the Warriors head into the offseason. This is what he said about Jonathan's restricted free agency.
Yeah, so we can start with the finals ending last night. We can start pursuing that right now, leading up into free agency. And I think we're in a good spot with it, honestly. We have the ability to bring him back. He's restricted. You know, I think there'll be good dialogue. And I'd like to figure something out sooner than later. That'd be great. But I also acknowledge with restricted free agency, these things can drag out a little bit and take some time. But, you know, I think we feel pretty comfortable with who JK is a player, is as a player and what he can do for our organization. And, you know, we'll continue. You know, it's a main priority going into free agency.
Okay. That is our main priority going into free agency.
Yep.
Jonathan Kuminga. I think it was Bobby Marks who a few weeks back said, this is the linchpin to everything that the Warriors are going to do. If they bring him back, that's your free agency. There you go.
That's it.
There's your acquisition.
There you go.
Yeah. And if not, then things can go 1,000 different directions. But I hear a guy that wants to do this quickly, and I also hear a guy that's open to this going a bunch of different directions. I get there that at the end, he's like, yep, we know exactly who he is, what he can do for our organization, but I hear a voice there that's open to this going a lot of different ways.
Yes, open, but I do think that when you start to think about JK as an asset, and forget the player, because I do think that the player himself is an asset. He's 22, he is diverse, he's developing, he's good if not great. He's not a superstar, he's not even a star yet, but he's a good to great player. So the player himself as an asset is greater than what his salary is right now. So I think about like what you could do as a Warrior team with Jonathan Kuminga. And if you sign him and then trade him, if it's a sign and trade, well, you're only getting 50 cents on the dollar right now. Yep. So if you sign him and then trade him in February, for example, well, now I believe you can get a lot more for him at that point, as opposed to what you can get for him right now in a sign and trade.
Maybe, but then again, never forget this. 50 cents on the dollar, these are mythical dollars. Right now, he only makes about $7 or $8 million.
Right.
If he's included in a deal and you're talking about $25 to $30 million, well, now you're getting back a player that's more in the $12 to $15 million range, which is twice what Kuminga's making now. All of this is about assessing who he is, what he's worth. I don't really know how to do that, especially in this particular market where it seems like teams are much, much more hesitant to roll out the big dollars. We'll see where that market goes. Dunleavy was asked, what are the benefits of getting things with Kuminga done early?
Just clarity, right? Roster clarity in terms of what else we need to add in free agency. Also, what we have to spend in terms of minimums, exceptions, those different types of things. So I think that's the sooner the better for everyone. His sake too, I would say, I would believe. But restricted free agency can be a little different. So we may have to be patient.
Okay. So obviously, I think he's twice referencing the idea that like we'd like to get this done early, but Jonathan might not. Jonathan might like to go find out what other teams are going to do, what kind of space they have. Do they miss out on someone? And then it spins to Jonathan, and that means millions of dollars for him. It could play that way.
Yeah.
So I know the Warriors want to do this quickly. I don't know if Jonathan does.
Right. I mean, especially if you're Jonathan, think about his, you know, standpoint, which is you're restricted, which means you have to get an offer, and then the Warriors either match or they don't match. And if you're Jonathan, you're like, okay, let's see what the offers might be from the other 29. Because I know that this team, last year, I wanted a certain amount of money, and they said no thank you. And I played, and I kind of played, and then they DNP'd me. And, I mean, I didn't really get to play until Steph got hurt, and then I played, and I played well, and I played awesome. But, you know, how do you feel about me, Warriors? Let's find out. Or, you know, is there another team out there who wants to give me a big boatload of money to let me go out there and really cook.
I want to get into this a little bit further, but before we do that, I just want to play this for all the Giannis folks out there. Is everybody ready? If you're a Giannis person, I want you to lean closer to your speakers.
Are we getting Giannis?
If you're a Giannis person, I just ask the person next to you. Shh. I'd like all the Giannis people to listen to Mike.
Only because just of our salary structure and the way it works with the amount of money you can use underneath the second apron, that probably restricts it more than anything for us in terms of pursuing the best roster we can. So I think we'll look at stuff. We'll look at players that we really like. It's just almost impossible for us to add players in the salary range of guys we were looking at last summer since we've added Jimmy. That would be the only limiter. But in terms of like finding talent, improving this team, you know, we're going to look under, you know, every rock to try and do that.
Okay. The quote was, it is almost impossible to add anybody who is making that kind of salary. And the reference he's making is $50 million. And Giannis makes more than $50 million.
Yep.
So the quote is almost impossible. I know the word almost is in there. So that's fun. And I know big-time sports franchises do things like this, which is under-promise and then try to maybe over-deliver, right? We foresee Jordan Poole being on this team long-term.
Right.
And 3 days later, he was a Wizard. So I'm not saying that they tapped out of any conversation. I just think that, that's an important premise as we go into the offseason. I don't think the Warriors are going to be involved with players that are making that kind of money. None of them.
No, and no team really can do that. And, you know, I made this list about 3 months ago of teams that have three players making $30 million or more per year going into next year, and the Warriors are not one of them. Boston's actually the only team that has four of them. Boston's got four players making $30-plus million a year. On this list is Houston and Phoenix. And well, they only swapped players who are both making $30 million next year, Jalen Green and Kevin Durant. But all these teams that are making that much money, there are 10 of them. 10 teams have three guys making $30 million or more per year. The Warriors aren't one of them. And I don't know if you could be one of these teams and really go about your business long-term. And for me, long-term for the Warriors is 2 years. You got two more years of Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. Draymond's not making 30. You got Steph and Jimmy, who are both in the top 10 in salary next year. And so you can't add another guy without getting rid of either Jimmy or Draymond or more.
So here's my question for you and for everybody listening, 888-957-957.
Okay.
When you hear Mike Dunleavy say, quote, Jonathan Kuminga is the main priority for us going into free agency, I just want to know, and by the way, we're not going to hold anybody to this answer. It's not even necessarily your opinion. I just want to know where your brain goes. When he says that, Jonathan Kuminga is the main priority for us to get figured out before we get into free agency, where does your brain go? Does your brain go to Jonathan Kuminga being on the bench and playing 25 to 30 minutes a night for the Warriors next year? Or does your brain go to Jonathan Kuminga plays for Utah this fall? Like, where, when you heard him say that,
yeah,
what did you think is going to happen with regard to this offseason? Jonathan Kuminga on the team or Jonathan Kuminga off the team? 888-957-957.
Yeah, Kuminga on the team. And I do think that when you look at the landscape of the league right now, as it pertains to salary cap room and the teams that are out there who could potentially pay more than the Warriors want to pay, I don't think that there's a lot of those teams that are out there. And so I hear Mike Dunleavy say that. And, you know, the priority is to, quote, figure out Jonathan Kuminga. For me, that means sit back and wait and see what the other offers will be. And I do believe that, you know, Dunleavy and the other people in the front office are realizing the financial landscape. And they also think that, you know, there probably won't be a ton of big time offers coming in for Kuminga. So if you're Dunleavy and the rest of the front office, you're going to sit back and wait. You're going to play the waiting game and see, you know, if any other offers come in that you would have to match or not match. And if there are no offers that come in that you have to match or not match, well, now you're in the catbird seat.
You are.
And now you can kind of dictate what you want to do with Jonathan Kuminga. Uh-huh. And I do think it's interesting where, you know, like with Jordan Poole, like you gave Jordan Poole the big extension and you had a full year before it kicked in. And during that year, he and a teammate allegedly got into a little bit of a confrontation, and he may or may not have been punched. And then after that year, you traded him, but you traded him with that big number attached to him. So I can't help but think about that with Kuminga, where, you know, you could sign him to, I don't know, let's just say 3 years and $100 million.
Okay.
For Kuminga. Oh. $33 million a year. Let's just pretend. That's more than you'll have to pay him, but yes. If you do attach that big of a number to him, then when you trade him, you get that much money back right. In player at the deadline.
I want you to play that out in your head, though. Like, if you stick a number on Jonathan, and then your hope, or at least your openness, is to deal him at the deadline, you got to do something there with him in the first half of the season that makes him attractive to people.
Like, play him?
You cannot pay him $33 million and then have Steve Kerr come on Willard and Dibbs every week and just be like, I can't play him.
Yep.
Can't win with him. I don't know what to do, guys.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
You know,
can't do it.
He wasn't talking about JK when he had that quote, just so you know. So, like, I don't know. I get what you're saying in theory,
yeah.
But in execution, that's challenging. All I can do, I'll go ahead, just for giggles, I'm going to go ahead and take the other side. And I'm going to say that right now.
For Schmitz and giggles?
For Schmitz and giggles.
Okay.
He's on one.
Yeah.
So sure. It works.
He's on
one. If you had done that to me 6 days ago, I'd have been like, get off my team. But now, yep,
I mean, you
he's
got a lot
on
of
one.
People off your team.
Well,
Girard and Koss and...
Oh, yeah, it was Christian Koss. Yeah,
over the weekend. Get off my
team.
Well,
Christian Koss has got to... He's got to be the platoon second baseman until Matt Chapman gets back. And then Christian Koss probably will get off
okay.
the team.
Yep.
Oh, the double plays with the bases loaded.
Right.
Twice.
Two of them. Yep.
And then we're out here kicking ground balls out there. What are we doing? This is after we... Right? This is when we went to the plate in Detroit. And we're like, oh, we got a big at bat. Okay, let's bunt. I just, organizational depth. Just not quite there yet.
Nope.
Not quite there yet. Anyway, I digress. I think, and this is the way I will say it, I think that there is a very fair chance that Jonathan Kuminga is on the team next year. But I don't think that's the Warriors option A. And I mean this from their perspective. I think that they think, because remember, I'm so stuck on what Bobby Marks said to us. If you sign Jonathan Kuminga, that's your offseason. That's it.
Yep.
And I know there's a lot of JK fans in town, but I also challenge any Warrior fan out there to just, that's it. They re-sign Jonathan Kuminga. Okay, let's play again. And now everybody, you're happy with the offseason? You think that makes you feel like you're going to go beat Houston and OKC and Minnesota. What'd they do to get better? Well, they brought everybody back. That's it. That's what they did. They brought back the guy that they're having a hard time finding a role for. I don't think that's what the Warriors want to do. They might do what you're suggesting because they have to.
Right.
But I think that there are complicated and layered deals that the Warriors would like to explore so that it's not a one-for-one and they've got to do the 50 cents on a dollar thing, but that there is a complex multi-team deal that gets Jonathan to a place where he can really grow as the potential guy or one of the potential guys, and the Warriors can do something that really makes them feel like they are following their mantra, maximize the remainder of Steph Curry's career. I don't like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oof, I can't imagine that they are comfortable with Jonathan representing their entire offseason. I can't even imagine how they'd be comfortable with that based on the way it's gone.
I agree with you, but I do think about it in terms of their ability to do something else, where their ability to do something else at the deadline is greater than their ability to do something now. Because if you take Kuminga in a sign and trade, and even if you package him with and Moody, who's making 11.5, or Butters. My name's Buddy, who's making 9. You don't have a lot of...
My name is Buddy.
Sorry about that. I apologize, Butters. But if you like take those salaries...
I'm Batman.
Yeah, if you want to package Kuminga in a sign-and-trade with something,
Yep. You're
still like winding up with a middle-of-the-road... middling
you don't
player.
Know that. You don't know that. Well, I mean, it depends on what guys are making in that moment. And they might be at a certain moment in their, you know, in their arc and in their contract and all of those things. You know what I mean? Like, it gets weird sometimes. I don't want to keep fixating on this guy because Grandy and I have gone way too far with him. But like,
you guys did a whole show on him.
Yeah. Cam Johnson is somebody who is better than his salary. He's better than his salary. I don't know how many of those guys are out there, but he's better than his salary. And so, you know, is that someone that you can grab? Or let's talk about the Utah Jazz. They've got a bunch of young players, and therefore nobody's, other than Markkanen, nobody's maxed out at major dollar figures, but there are some guys there who can be helpful just because of the style that they play. I mean, if there was ever a Steve Kerr move to be made, it would be someone who is maybe not even quite as good as Jonathan, but he fits.
Right.
Like, that's the kind of move I could see the Warriors making, where they concede, yeah, like, okay, pay Jonathan 25, and we'll throw in something else. And sure, we'll take back $20 million in salary. And maybe it's only a $20 million player, and Jonathan's a $25 million player, but that $20 million player does what the Warriors need. Like, maybe he's tall or something like that. Could you be tall, right? That's what I really think has got to be their option A. Because if that's not their option A, if option A is just re-signing the guy, I don't know after the experience they've been through how, A, they're not going to feel like they're overpaying him, B, he's not going to be nervous about the role that he's about to have. And C, they've got to get to work. Steve promised us they've got to get to work figuring out something they weren't able to figure out, which is how to inject that guy into Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and not have everybody drive everybody crazy. Not easy to do.
Nope.
That's not what I would want to do in training camp if I were the Warriors.
Yeah, but at the same time, you also want to have, you know, your asset be able to command back in a trade what they're worth. And right now you won't get that. Even if, you know, if you think Kuminga is a $25 million a year guy, and that's probably about where it'll land, 20, 25, whatever. So if you sign him for 25 and you trade him and you get $12.5 million back, that's going to feel like a loss almost no matter what you get back, even if it is, like you're saying, a player who's not as good as Kuminga, but somebody who maybe fits better in that role. Because right now, Kuminga, if you bring back this entire team next year, Kuminga is your sixth man, your seventh man, whatever. He won't start. It'll be, you know, Pods and Steph. It'll be Draymond and Jimmy and, you know, fill in the blank center, whether it's TJD or Looney or whatever, if Looney comes back. And so your second unit will be JK. So could you find somebody who makes half as much and fits better for a year or two? Yeah, but if you trade Kuminga for that, for a short-term fix, I don't know if that's going to be something that you want to do.
I don't think it will feel great, and it absolutely has the potential to really blow up in your face, but we're maximizing the remainder of Steph Curry's career.
We are, but so
that's
far...
That's what they say they want to do.
So far, the deals you've done with your two timelines, your second timeline, Jordan Poole, not blowing up in your face, and Wiseman, not blowing up in your face. I hope he's able to come back and play basketball this year. So, like all your other two timeline guys, no one's blowing up in your face so far. This one might.
It could.
It could.
And I don't think that would make the Warriors hesitate at all. I don't think that would make them hesitate at all. You know, when Steve Kerr said a few weeks ago, like, man, when your stars are in their mid to late 30s, you don't trade all of your first round picks and pick swaps. And like, that'd be crazy with guys at that age. You know what he didn't say? He did not say, and you don't trade anybody who's 22 or 23. You don't do that. No, he didn't say that.
No,
he did not say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.